Alex Gordon has been sidelined since last week with a sprained wrist, so he knew he wouldn't be facing anyone. But he traveled to Minneapolis anyway to enjoy the All-Star festivities for the second straight year with Royals teammates Salvador Perez and Greg Holland.
You know, when I knew I wasn't going to play, they asked me if I wanted to come or not, and I knew right away that I wanted to come share the experience with them and just be a part of it. So it's not every day you get to be an All-Star, and who knows if this is the last time.
Let's meet the National League All-Star team.
It was the first All-Star game for Tony Watson, who was surprised he was picked since he doesn't close games for the Pirates. In fact, he threw only one pitch in the All-Star game, got an out, and was lifted in the eighth inning. Like Gordon, Watson recognized how much his All-Star appearance brings attention to UNL's baseball program.
You know, we're both excited to represent the University of Nebraska and be here as All-Stars. It's great.
Gordon still lives in Lincoln, so he knew right away it was big news for the Huskers when Watson was named to the National League squad.
When I saw his name, I was so excited, and unfortunately, being over in the National League side, you don't really keep up with them. And then I saw his numbers, and I was like, wow. I mean, I knew he was doing well, but I didn't realize it was this good.
In his fourth season with the Pirates, Watson has 5 victories in relief with an earned run average, a sparkling 1.42. At one point this season, Watson made 21 consecutive appearances without allowing a run. The selection of 2 Huskers as All-Stars hasn't gone unnoticed by Husker baseball fans either, such as Logan Thune of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
I grew up a Husker fan, so I always followed Alex Gordon when he played for the Huskers, and I don't know, it's cool to see it out here.
Thune knows the baseball program inside and out since he was a walk-on relief pitcher with the Huskers 2 years ago. He believes the Husker pipeline to the big leagues will continue.
I think the program has been going in the right direction the past 2 years, so I'm sure we'll see more.
Gordon and Watson played only one season together with the Huskers in 2005. If not for Watson's shoulder surgery, there could have been one more season as Husker teammates. The only missing Husker element was Brian Dunsing cheering from the stands because Dunsing pitches for the Minnesota Twins. Gordon says he told Dunsing that he was making himself at home in the Twins clubhouse.
I mean, I texted him and, you know, made a couple jokes with him about being in his locker room.
The Husker baseball program is led by Darren Erstad, who was a 2-time All-Star himself in the American League. He came on board after Gordon and Watson completed their eligibility, so Erstad would like to groom a few Major League All-Stars himself. For Omaha Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund in Minneapolis.